Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, many Gardaí are afraid to draw their batons or pepper spray because they feel they'll be unfairly disciplined. That's according to Mark O'Mara, the boss of the Garda Representative Authority, who told the Irish Independent he believes there's an overzealous application of discipline. Now, there's also stats out to show that 174 people died on the road last year. It's a 4% drop in the number of people compared to the previous year, but an increase from 137 in 2021 and 155 in 2022. Now, to look at this, we're joined by Pat Lee, former Assistant Garda Commissioner. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Colin.
Can we deal firstly with those issues that were raised by the Garda Representative Association, saying that they're afraid to use batons? First of all, what do you make of that assertion and what's behind it?
Well, look, I suppose the detail associated with it I wouldn't be familiar with because, I mean, look, he's getting his detail from somewhere. But from my perspective, what he's referring to is something that's quite common in organisations is the need for psychological safety, both for employees and for managers. And it's, generally speaking, it's designed for people to put up their hands and call out mismanagement or, you know, unprofessional behaviour. But in the context that it's been used here, it's where people are making decisions not to engage in behaviour that's likely to get them into trouble. So, yes, it's a lack, or it appears to be a lack of psychological safety among the members themselves, where they feel like that if they do make a mistake or get things wrong, that they're going to find themselves in real difficulty. So right. What happens then for culture, even in organisations, is they make decisions that they're going to avoid getting themselves into trouble. Now, for us in the policing context, that can have long-term effects and it can be very difficult to unwind. So it's a really, really important aspect of policing.
All right. And how is that changed or challenged then? Is that clarity with regard to the regulations and then fair rules and procedures with how things are dealt with after the fact?
Well, I mean, look, the old adage that people only want to be treated equally unfairly applies here. I mean, people just need to know that they're going to get a fair hearing when things go wrong. And in a police environment, you have this eclectic element all the time where the police, when they walk out the door on any given day, they don't know what they're going to be confronted with. They don't know what level of violence that they're going to be exposed to. And in a lot of cases, They're trying to protect themselves from being badly harmed. And when you find yourself in a one-to-one scenario or where there's not enough police to control the situation, then the police are actually fighting for their own safety. And that never looks good. But it has to be appreciated that in certain circumstances, they have to use force to protect themselves and to protect the community. And they must feel safe doing that, that they're going to get a fair hearing afterwards.
And I suppose, as against that, the public also have to feel safe that they're being deployed in a manner that's compliant with the rights of the general public out there. I mean, I suppose tasers and pepper sprays and these things have been added to the equipment list. Is the training with regard to both the use and regulation of that adequate if people, you know, aren't clear about that?
Well, my experience would have been that, yes, there is adequate training provided for that, and particularly in the public order domain where they'd be most exposed to this. And there was always regular training in that area. Now, what has happened, I suppose, with the lack of resources and the challenges with improvement in that regard in terms of recruitment may have resulted in, you know, some training not taking place. But overall, the police, generally speaking, the history of police shows that they're not afraid of criminals. They're not afraid to engage. But when the internal mechanisms of policing fail to protect them, then you have pretty negative results in terms of policing as a whole. And the culture changes because people in any organisation will protect themselves when they feel that they're being exposed to danger internally. So, look, it does have long-term effects. And if it is a reality, it needs to be addressed.
Okay. Look, we mentioned at the start of the piece, 174 people died on our roads last year. Every one of them a tragedy for the individuals, families involved. It is a drop of 4% by comparison to last year, but a rise from 2021 when there was 137 deaths, as I say, and from 2022 when there was 155. Does some of this come down to the enforcement issue?
Well, some of it will. I mean, look, there must be a realistic expectation on behalf of, you know, the citizenry that they can get caught, and they will get caught if they're going to engage in risky behaviour on the roads. But I suppose, really, you have to look at the current figures in terms of the long-term view of the world here. And if we go back to the late 70s, early 80s, you had over 600 people being killed on the road. So the story is generally a good story for Ireland, but we have seemed to, we seem to have reached a point where we're finding it very, very difficult to ease into where we are at the moment and to reduce them even further. So I do think we do need to address that, and we need to take a different view of the world in terms of how we address it. And I suppose we have to ask ourselves...
What do you mean by that?
Well, look, if this was happening for any other reason other than road deaths, I think we'd be taking a different approach to it. So we must ask ourselves, like, how far are we prepared to go to stop this and reduce it even further? And how far are we prepared to go with our advertising campaigns, with targeting areas and places and, I suppose, communities, sporting organisations, the workplace, you know, based on data-driven responses, how intrusive do we want to get in relation to addressing this appropriately? Because, I mean, look, most people don't think beyond being stopped by the guards, being brutalised and maybe getting some penalty points or being off the road for a while. They don't think beyond that to, if you hurt somebody on the road while you're intoxicated or while you're on your phone and you kill or badly injure somebody, you're going to jail.
And
it may be the only, you know, aspect of your life that will result in you ending up in jail is by driving under the influence or in a dangerous manner. So people aren't told this. You will end up in jail for hurting or killing people on the roads now. And we need to get this out to people.
But I suppose for that message to hit home, if they're caught for some of the minor offences, it may drive home that there is a good chance they'll be caught for other issues as well. I mean, I think the numbers in the roads policing unit are down by about 400 in the last 15 years. So is that a big part of it?
Absolutely. I mean, look, enforcement is a key element of it, but it's not the only element. And that's why I say, look, the public need to know that there's a reasonable expectation of being caught. And at the moment, it appears that they don't feel that way. I mean, the number of checkpoints have dropped significantly over the years. Now, I'm saying this is a longer term view. But the loss of 400 people from the roads policing units, that had a negative effect on it, no doubt. There was a time when, particularly over the Christmas period and that, you were guaranteed you were going to drive into a checkpoint. Wherever you lived, there were going to be checkpoints. And I don't think people are afraid of that any longer, or certainly they're not as afraid as they used to be. So the enforcement piece is really, really important. But it goes back to my previous point, like, you know, how far are we prepared to go to stop this
and how
and
far
to reduce it even further?
Yeah, how far do you think the government, the Road Safety Authority, should be going, and in what areas should they be going further?
Well, I mean, the enforcement piece is something, you know, central. It is central to it, but it's not the only thing. So, I mean, by putting the numbers back into roads policing, we have to make that decision. And, I mean, it's going to suffer elsewhere, but this is where people are dying. And these are the numbers for road deaths. But, I mean, the numbers of people seriously injured are multiples of that. You know, so lives are changing as a consequence of our road behaviour at the moment. And we have to sit and we really have to think deeply about this and say, OK, how far are we prepared to go? What do we need to change now that allows us with this figure that we're finding a real challenge for us, that we're not reducing it beyond this mark? So we have to do things differently. And that's why I say, look, we have to look beyond the police. We have to look at how we can engage communities, how we can engage workplaces, influential organisations, sporting bodies, etc., that will run full, hard campaigns for us in this area, that we can bring it home to the people that, you know, that matter here. And all we hear the figure of, you know, up around 25% of them come within a certain low age range, but 75% don't. And so we have to be really creative in how we do this.
And the other suggestions that have been made, we've seen it in the UK as well, that people, there's a bit of a back to school aspect of it. There, people have to do certain classes on the aspect of their driving that they've offended in if they do accumulate a certain number of points or offences on the road. Would you support that idea?
Yeah, absolutely. It will help. And that's why I say, look, there has to be a collection of responses to this. So we have to have some sort of an integrated, interdependent approach to this, because it is a wicked problem at this stage. But certainly, look, long term, it's a really good story for Ireland. But try and say that to somebody who has lost a family member this year, you know, it's not going to wash. But I mean, overall, it is. Now we need to rethink what we've been doing, because we seem to have hit a hard stop here in relation to how effective it is now.
Okay.
So I do think we need to recalibrate where we are.
All right, Pat Leahy, former Assistant Garda Commissioner, thanks for joining us on that. Now, coming up, Carl Henry is here with 5 ways to make New Year's resolutions that actually last.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.